I have had the great pleasure of watching La Escuelita grow from small school to serving more and more students. We're going to talk about their upcoming Salsita fundraiser, which is next week. Wow, already. It's next Saturday night, May 3rd, and we'll talk about that in a moment. It's at Pittsburgh Opera. But we are going to get right to it. Here, you're going to hear some kids. You'll get to meet them throughout the song. Are you guys ready? Guys and girls, ready? The La Escuelita Singers.
Hola, hola, amiguitos, ¿cómo están?
Muy bien.
Hola, hola, amiguitos, ¿cómo están?
Muy bien.
Haremos lo posible para ser buenos amigos. Hola, hola, amiguitos, ¿cómo están?
Muy bien.
Hola, hola, Elliot, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Hola, hola, Jasper, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Hola, hola, Kai, ¿cómo estás?
What a nice, nice song. Now, we got to meet each of you for a minute, but would you like to each say your names in the microphone? And you could just walk up to the purple microphone. Does anybody want to say hello? What are your names? Can you tell me? Come on up. Walk up so I can hear you a little better. Elliot? Come on up, Elliot. You can come right to that microphone. Oh, no, that's okay. What's your name?
Elliot.
I guess I knew that, huh? How old are you?
7.
And what do you like about La Escuelita? Do you enjoy learning in Spanish? Do you get a chance to practice Spanish a lot?
Yes.
That's great. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Any friends, relatives, anybody here that might have brought you? No hives? That's okay. It's nice to talk to you. And why don't you see, maybe you can encourage some of your other singers to come up and say hello, since I think you're the oldest. Does anybody else want to say their name? We have a lot of shy kids here. Who's that? Is that your brother? I thought so. You guys look alike. What? Bring him up and make him talk like a good big brother.
Jasper.
Hi, Jasper. Jasper, it's nice to meet you. How old are you?
5.
I have big brothers that frequently make me do things, too. It's nice to meet you, Jasper. And Jasper, who are the other kids that are here? Can you just tell me their names?
Well...
Do you know everybody who's here?
What?
Yep. Elliot, maybe you could do it. Who's here?
There's Sebastian, Oppo, Megan, and Kai.
And I think everybody who's 5, who is 5 years old? Unos, dos. So cinco, right? Cinco?
Yeah, cinco.
Who's 4?
I'm
4. Oh, we've got a lot of cuatros.
Cuatro.
I'm 4. And I'm going to turn to our other Megan Rooney, who is the founder of the school. I always enjoy when we have your kids here because I get to see Brownie in motion again, yes. Which is always fun, and the energy that clearly they're getting out of the immersive curriculum mm-hmm. you have. What's new at the school? How many kids are now attending
we
roughly?
We have about roughly 55 families. What's new is we moved buildings. We're still in Squirrel Hill. We're sharing a building with the Beth Shalom preschool and congregation, which has been a wonderful positive move. Lots of cooperation. And so I feel like this year has been a big year of changes, and we have lots of a little bit of growth, really getting pushed to add a more classrooms, because the need out there for pre-K actually in PA in general, but in Western Pennsylvania is it's obvious.
Let alone specialized environments like the one that you're providing. And it's amazing because the students at Esquilita, it may not be what you are thinking about. These are not necessarily kids that have come from Spanish-speaking countries.
Right.
These are parents who, in consultation with their families, have decided that there is value to learning language very early and in an immersive way. In some cases, there are dads or moms or other caregivers whose first language is Spanish. But I just want to be sure that it's easy to immediately jump to a conclusion that this is a specialized school where, an ESL-type curriculum or something. And that's not the case.
Yeah,
is
no, it?
It
is. Immediately think that we're part of the Hispanic community. Kind of their minds go there, which we really do a lot in conjunction with. But it's a nice mix of, like you said, families who value this type of learning environment.
Now, you should know where Pittsburgh Opera is because it's in the Strip District in a beautiful, gorgeous building. And the reason you need to know where it is because that is where Salsita is going to occur. You know, we're having our first ever SLB fundraising dinner, and La Esquilita has been at it now, I think, for 5 or 6 years with Salsita.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's coming up this Saturday. Mm-hmm. How can folks attend and support the school?
It's a Saturday evening event. It's tickets are on sale online. You can just Google Salsita or La Esquilita, Pittsburgh. It's on our homepage. You can buy tickets at the door. There's VIP hours from 7 to 9, and then from 9 to 1 a.m. We have live mariachi, live 10-piece salsa band. It's going to be great. There's lots of games and fun interactive Mexican card games and dancing and just tons of really good food. We have a participation from some great high quality authentic food in the area, tacos and corn on the cob and a ton of really good stuff. We have a salsa competition where some great Pittsburgh foodies and names are going to judge.
Oh, good. Not dancing.
Bad, no competition for dancing. Just get out there and groove if you want. But,
I'm saying, good for my
the salsa food. So it's a kind of just a wide variety of stuff, something for everybody.
Well, look for Salsita a week from tonight. And we've linked to La Esquilita's website.
Thanks.
But if you simply Google Salsita, you'll be able to find it. All right, kids. Elliot's working on the arm of his little brother. Thank goodness for readily available health care. Megan, I want to thank you.
Thanks, Larry. It's always great to come. We're going to sing a song called Paz y Libertad, which is peace and liberty. And the kids often get to tell us what they wish for peace.
Oh, good. Now, everybody should stand back like you were the first time.
Yep. So ahora atrás mirándome.
Here they are again, the La Esquilita singers.
Para los niños de todo el mundo queremos paz y libertad. Para los padres de todo el mundo queremos paz y libertad. Paz, queremos paz y libertad en este mundo.
A little shy in front of the microphone.
Not anymore. Only shy until it's time to stop. But thanks, guys.
Gracias.
Adios. And tell me about that guitar really quickly that you're playing, Megan.
I have this 1949 Martin parlor guitar that's really beat up and got lots of cracks that have been fixed over the years. I got it about 15 years ago from a friend, and it's really made for playing like backup old time,
yeah,
you know, dance music.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really special.
Well, good luck with the event, and okay. Hopefully we'll see you before another year goes out.
That would be great, Larry.
Take care.